Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The conflict between good and evil is not a drama akin to that which John Milton described in Paradise Lost, written in 1674, long before the Holocaust or the atom was split. It's a contemporary battle that is played out in business, politics, science, and human relations. Today's world is one of disjunction, turmoil, conflict, inner frustration, and selfishness. The battle is not just out there either. It's within, the constant conflict between what you know is right and what feels good, between what is just and what will get you what you desire, which you know is wrong. As long as it's out there somewhere, it's not quite so bad because you can point your finger and decry the conduct of others. But when you smite your breast and cry out, "God, why did I do something so wrong?" it is another issue. Frankly, when it becomes personal, the matter of evil in our world makes us very uncomfortable. Evil is not a 21st century phenomenon, but an old one going back to our first family in the Garden of Eden. Harold Denzel lived through most of the turbulent 20th century, but he was convinced that the problem did not begin with the onslaught of nationalism in Hitler's Germany, but in the Garden long ago. He wrote, "In Eden's paradise, no human predicament existed. Created after the image of God, man walked in fellowship and harmony with and in obedience to his Creator. But Adam chose his will instead of God's and plunged the entire human race into moral and spiritual degradation. This evil choice created the human predicament. Sowing the wind of disobedience, man reaped the whirlwind of spiritual suicide. Today, he is totally unable to solve the massive problems occasioned by his initial revolt." End of quote. In the words, "Adam chose his will instead of God's will," we find the heart of the dilemma that confronts us today. Do we choose our will or what God wills? The very issue brings into the focus the fact that God is not a disinterested spectator who resides far away in some place called heaven. He is a participant in the battle for the minds and wills of humankind today. Now, there is another player in the drama of good and evil, and some 13 times the Bible speaks of this one as the evil one. He is also described as the devil or Lucifer, from a Latin word meaning light bearer. Jesus instructed the disciples to pray, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." This one, who was described as being evil, led our first parents astray in the Garden of Eden. And ever since then, he has used his influence in the lives of us mortals, who daily face the choices of good and evil. "But the Lord is faithful," wrote Paul to the saints at Thessalonica, adding, "And he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." When asked why he had done wrong, a little boy told his mother, "I heard a voice saying, 'Do it,' and another voice saying, 'Don't do it.'" "And which voice is louder?" asked his mother. "Whichever one tells me the same thing that I want to do," said the little boy. That's the human predicament. You must decide in the battle of good and evil, and with your decision comes the responsibility for your choice.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.